This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hour 2. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I've offended just about everybody from Dallas, Texas, out to wherever Wayne's in Wyoming, to Vegas, everywhere in between. Welcome back again to the great USA Radio Network. I did want to talk a little bit during this this segment about, hey, back to inflation really quick. And the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, how it's a gigantic a scam, so don't buy into the name. But I also want to talk about work and work ethic a little bit. I don't get a lot of chances to talk to you on a regular basis, but I wanted to talk about work ethic. And, you know, some people out there who believe that there are certain jobs that are unnecessary, like an unnecessary work for like a human being to do, like below their, let's say, below where they are on a social status, like maybe washing dishes or pumping gas, something like that. You know, maybe mundane. The logic behind that illustrates that this pathetic day-to-day grind of unfulfilling occupation is, or occupations, is maliciously sabotaging our humanity. Right, we're better than, let's say, short order cooks or people behind the kiosk of McDonald's or whatever it is. We're supposedly better than all that. So these mundane jobs, prosaic employment in the confines of the economies beneath mankind's existence. Right? There are a lot of people who believe this. And, you know, there may be some nuggets of truth embedded throughout that thought, right? That we're supposedly supposed to be better, evolved to be better. But there's got to be some, you've got to do some work in your life. We just can't weep for an idyllic existence void of clumsy, gruesome parameters called work, right? I feel like we're all unfulfilled human beings. And sometimes we ask, is work necessary? And like I said, some people do jobs their whole life that they love. Some people do jobs their whole life that they hate. Some people get into an industry and maybe they fall in love with it, or they bounce around from one to another till they find something that's more palatable. But we have a large contingent. I know unemployment is low, but we've got people out there who've just decided, I'm not working anymore. I'm done. I've had enough. These jobs are beneath me. Cutting grass, beneath me. Weeding gardens, beneath me. Again, taking being a waitress and taking orders in a bar or a bartender, whatever it is, I'm not doing it. Right? Not doing it. I'm going to rely on other people. So my question is, if your mortgage is $2,000 a month and electricity is north of $300, food is about $500, every 30 days you got to sort of duel it out with the postman when your credit cards are due, and you don't want to open those up. Internet and cable bill is grotesque. My question to you folks out there who have decided to remove yourself from the workforce, where are you getting that money? How are you paying those bills? I'd like to know. I mean, is it on my back? Because if it's on my back, I'm not happy about it. You know, I work very hard for what I do. And I know most of the people probably listening to me right now work pretty hard for what they do. And I'm tired of a foot in the bill for a lot of folks out there. And this mindset that somehow there are certain jobs that are beneath people, I don't agree with that. I think all jobs, all work has a certain sense of dignity. You make out of it what you make out of it. Again, I'll go back to a lot what I talked about this morning. You know, somehow people think that the United States, like somewhere in the Constitution of the United States, it's written that you're owed something. Like you're owed an existence. You are not. You are not owed anything. The government is supposed to simply stay out of the way. All men created equal, with an equal opportunity. It's as simple as that. Equal natural rights. You have the ability to make whatever you want out of whatever you want. If you want to get up every day and go to work 12 hours a day and bust your rear end and have finer things in life, you have the opportunity to do that. And for the folks that I was talking to in the beginning of this segment who want to sit around like lumps and suckle at the rest of us, I'm not down with that. I'm tired of that. I'm over that. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you an existence. I'd like to know how you're paying your bills. I'd like to know how every month you write out a check to ensure that there's a roof over your head. How do you do it? I would love, again, love to sit around all day and discuss and ponder the complexities of the universe and read from great works of art, read from Aristotle and Plato and sort of ponder what's real and what's not real. Right? A society set up under this kind of utopia, this kind of umbrella is impossible. It's destined to fail. So those of you who keep saying that the government owes you something, because there are a lot of folks out there who feel like, oh, well, equality, equity, 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 equity. No, you don't have an equality of outcome. You have an equality of where you begin. There's no equity in the end. You make it what you make it. It's that simple. So if you're a lazy slob and you don't want to work, well, your life is not going, its chances are your life is not going to be as fulfilling as someone who takes time out and does work and achieves and either banks money or invests it or is wise with it. You're on two different paths. Nothing drives me more crazy than when somebody tells me that somehow the government owes them something. The government owes me a living, or the government owes me this, or it owes me a certain sense of that. No, it doesn't. Government exists on, or is supposed to exist on, limited powers that we gave to them. Not that they gave to us. It's remarkable. We're supposed to be living under a sort of a rule of law where we're all trying to, I guess, not row the boat in the same direction, but we're all trying to make our way in this crazy world. And what I guess the crux of what I'm trying to say is what frustrates me sometimes is when I see and hear people who are getting ahead or existing in this world at the detriment of others. In other words, they're like parasites. They're living off other folks. And I'm not talking about people who are mentally challenged or physically challenged. That doesn't equate into this category. That's not what I mean. I mean people who just decided, I'm not doing it. And, you know, feed me, clothe me, put a roof over my head. And because we're human beings, most of the time we do that. Very rarely do people slip through the cracks and die on the sidewalk of starvation. Not in this country, anyway. Doesn't happen. If you want to eat, you'll find a place to eat. If you want to make sure you're sleeping, I mean, again, maybe housing is a little bit different. You may find yourself outside when it's too cold. But, again, more often than not, if it's really cold, you'll find a place to get inside. Like life-threatening cold, you'll find a place where you fall down and you break your leg on the pavement, someone's going to rush you to the hospital, and that bill is going to get paid. You're not going to have to pay it. I don't know what the answer is necessarily to that, but I know that we need to stop, I guess, feeling sorry for folks who can't get out of their own way. I'd rather feel sorry for folks who want to be successful or want to work and physically or mentally can't. I'd rather put my energies into those folks than the other folks. Because I've said this a million times on my own show, and I leave work here in Connecticut, and sometimes I drive through a relatively good-sized city, and let's say it's 12 noon, 11 o'clock in the morning, whatever. I see dozens of people sitting on a stoop, sometimes drinking out of a brown paper bag. But for the most part, I know those folks don't work. I know they don't work a second of their life. How are they living? How are they making it from day to day? And what maladies are they trying to overcome that somehow, in some way, I'm paying for that bottle of whiskey that they're drinking at 11 a.m.? I don't want to be responsible for that. Now, I don't want to hurt those folks, but I don't want to be the person who, or the, I don't think that we need to be the entity that supplies folks for enabler to give them this existence. Like I said, I'll use the word parasite again. I don't know what to do with them. But I know, again, I look at my check at the end of the week, and when you couple that together with the rising cost of everything with inflation, and there's nothing left at the end when you get to, Friday, or you get your check on Friday, and by Tuesday you got nothing, and you're surviving to get to the next Friday. I mean, that's not fair when you're working, and somebody is just kind of coasting through life in a terrible manner. All right, listen, maybe I'll grab a call or two in the next segment. Bottom of the hour, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join us. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
The roof for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health. My life, I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, yeah, he'll be back next week. He's got a vacation, a well-deserved rest. So, again, my name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. And back and forth we can go. We can talk about anything that you want. One of my regular callers here in Connecticut is Jan. She sends me a lot of good stuff that she does a lot of research on. And one of them is about TikTok's army of lobbyists, ex-senators, congressmen, staffers, all in league with TikTok. Jan, tell everybody about this a little bit. Give everybody a little background.
I will. In Washington Examiner, normally I wouldn't just read an article without doing complete follow-up, but I found them to be very reliable. I was listening to you talk about the people, you know, who aren't working, and that's definitely a problem. But, you know, I'm also, I have just happened to read this article, and I'm looking at all these people from both parties that are lobbying for TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese. And I mean, it's unbelievable. Trent Lott, which is not a big surprise, and it's Republicans and Democrats. 31 former congressional staffers, including Nancy Pelosi's people, Kevin McCarthy, Chuck Schumer. They're hiring big law firms and in D.C. And I'm just thinking, this is why I don't belong to a party. I know you don't either. And this is the kind of thing why we're losing faith in our representatives.
Yep.
Because they're just selling us out to China and or selling us out to whomever. So we can see those people who aren't going to work, and that's a problem. But the bigger problem is the people in Congress who are not focusing on legislation because nobody wants to really do something unpopular. but just getting out there and selling themselves. I mean, they're whores.
I totally agree. I think and that's the perfect word.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'll say it with you. They're whores. They are.
Yeah.
They are.
And
it's so disappointing. And even in the top, I mentioned this new deal with Manchin. I mean, a lot of that money for the green stuff is going through China. I mean, it's unconscionable. I mean, these are people who have already threatened us, threatened to attack us in a ball of fire. This happened within the last week. And why we continue to extend olive branch after olive branch, we know it boils down to money, but how about some morals, Jan? How about we have some backbone and people actually show some resolve and not let it all boil down to the almighty dollar? And by the way, TikTok, all they do is rip off everybody's information. I mean, I'm not on TikTok for that very reason, and I'm not going on it. I'm not going to do it.
No, I'll forward a screenshot or something that somebody sends me if it's interesting. But, even that I don't feel really good about. But, you know what I wondered, Lee? All our government people, all the people involved in this, there's no place to run or hide. But these people must feel like they've got a place to run or hide. That's what makes me really worry. Because, I mean, you think about, you got to be careful about, you would think that you would be afraid of the kind of world that some of our enemies want, but these people either are so incredibly stupid that they don't realize what they're, bringing down on their own heads, or even more sinister, they know they've got a place to hide. But, I do have a suggestion for Nancy Pelosi. She's put herself in a real bind, right?
Right.
If she doesn't go, she looks weak. And Biden didn't want her to go, so there you go. The other thing is the Chinese said if they bring fighter jets to escort her in. So, you know what? That's a problem. So I'm saying, Nancy, hang glide in there. Right?
Yeah.
That way you save faith and you save us from getting in a nuclear war of your stupidity.
And what exactly is she going to do? Well, I mean, what's the I mean, she's put herself or put us in a box because now you got to keep going. Jan, I got to go because I'm out of time, but always a great call and always great talking to you. But now she's put us in this position where if we decided not to go for obvious reasons that there's really going to be little done, what's she going to do? Nothing. We look weak. And if she goes, then she's in jeopardy and who knows what could happen. We could start World War III. All right, so here's the deal. Just to give you a quick update, got a couple guests coming up. Stephen Bucci, he's one of my favorites. He joins me weekly on my morning show here in Connecticut. Then Stephen Daniels wrote a book about the Second Amendment. A little later on, George Leaf about progressivism and the way it's overtaking our society. All coming up in the next 90 minutes. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike over the weekend. The CIA leading the operation and saying it took place in Kabul and there were no civilian casualties. Inflation, along with concerns about the government and bad leadership, are top of mind for Americans right now. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Those issues are at the top of a survey, with 17% of respondents being concerned about each topic. The economy in general is up next at 12% as Americans battle sky-high prices. Concerns about abortion come in at 8% following the United States' Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Voters in five states head to the polls on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He's got the entire week off. My next guest has 30 years of military expertise. He gives speeches all over the country. He's part of the Heritage Foundation. His name is Stephen Bucci. Stephen, I want to start out by asking you about the 2020 election, because I heard someone over the weekend running in your home state of Michigan who was asked repeatedly, she's running for governor, repeatedly whether or not she thinks the election was on the up and up, and it was hard for her to answer, and she deflected, and she never really answered it. But just in a general sense, the 2020 election, do you think it was legit?
Yeah, I hear you completely. First, I'll be honest with you, I'm sure it was stolen in the sense that, you know, Biden 100% didn't win it. I think there was a lot more shenanigans that went on at different places that were brushed aside and not investigated fully, because stuff continues to come out. And this idea that, oh, well, okay, once an election's done, we can't ever question it. Well, there's rules that enable you to question it legally, and if that's the case, then it must be legal to question it. So I think there's still the history is not fully written on the 2020 election. That may put me in the nut job category with some people, but I'm sorry, there's enough things still coming out that smell bad that I think it warrants more looking into. That said, you know, when you have a candidate like the gal's name is Tudor Dixon, otherwise seems, you know, perfectly legitimate Republican candidate, but President Trump is a two-edged sword right now. He is, you know, if he endorses somebody or they display, you know, real loyalty to him, it garners support from a lot of folks. Other people, it's like a death knell. They're gone. If you say anything positive about President Trump, then people write you off. And, you know, that's kind of the nature with a polarizing personality like President Trump. You're either going to have people who love him or people that hate it. President Trump takes it, you know, beyond those, you know, already seemingly extreme categories to you are either 100% loyal to him and think everything he says is spot on and right and gospel, or you think that nothing good has ever even been in the same zip code with him.
Right.
Ever. And, you know, and frankly, both those positions are wrong. You know, President Trump, in my mind, had a lot of good policies. They were effective. They were doing the right things. You know, his Middle East policy. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff he did that he deserves a heck of a lot of credit for. And, you know, had it not been for COVID, chances are he would have been reelected pretty handily.
Right.
But COVID did happen. The economy did go down the tubes. People, you know, played fast and loose with some of the rules because of COVID. And now, you know, we're at the point where anything, you know, any tweak to the election system that they made a bunch of tweaks on.
Right.
Now, if the Republicans say, well, we need to tweak this to make it more secure, it's voter suppression. So we've gone way beyond the logic of all this, Lee, to a lot of emotion, a lot of, you know, quasi-religious conviction of what's going on and what's right versus what's wrong. And it makes it tough for candidates to run on their talents, on their own positions, because everybody's tying it back to President Trump, either for support or to condemn somebody.
All right. Stephen Bucci is our guest, 30-plus years of military excellence. So our Speaker of the House is heading over to the Pacific Rim.
You know, we still don't know if she's going to Taiwan. We know she's going to Asia. She has been very coy about at this point saying if she's actually going to make that stop in Taiwan or not. You know, the Republicans are saying you got to do it so that we, you know, can tell China, go pound sand. You don't get to dictate to us who we visit, who we don't. The Dems are being much more cautious and saying, you know, oh, you don't want to do this. You know, it could upset China. And, you know, to be honest with you, it kind of ticks me off that China thinks they can tell us where our national leaders can go and can't go. Will Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan have any special meaning? No. She's not a foreign policy person. She never has been. She's kind of dithers worse than usual when she talks about foreign policy. But, you know, the Chinese made this an issue, trying to tell her she couldn't do it. And that's the issue now. It's not whether she's going to do any good, whether the Taiwanese will feel empowered by her visit. It's just that mainland China somehow thinks they can dictate to us and threaten us and say, if she comes near this airspace, we're going to shoot her down. One, they're not going to do that, because that would be such an act of war, even Joe Biden would have to go and fight, which I don't think he wants to.
Right.
But it's, I don't know. I mean, she should either, she shouldn't cancel her whole trip. She should go and she should visit Taiwan and not say anything about mainland China and then move on. But this is why we do those freedom of navigation exercises where we sail through the straits, basically just to tell the Chinese, we don't care what you think you own. The world says you don't own this, and this is open water, and we're going to continue to sail through it. It's not being belligerent. It's maintaining the freedom of the seas and with this trip, the freedom of action for a sovereign nation that doesn't allow another nation to tell it what to do. And we shouldn't. I mean, little countries, it's a tough call because a big country can come and stomp on you.
Right.
Between us and China, we should not cower in fear of China. You know, we're already doing it with Russia, where we're afraid to put any more support into Ukraine because we're worried that the Russians might do something bad. We're going to do it now with China, too. If we do, we need to remove that first half of our title, you know, superpower. The super word needs to go away if that's the way we're going to conduct policy.
So in 2007, Pelosi went to Syria, met with Assad. Now she's traveling again around Asia. Biden doesn't seem to be all that happy with it. Is that a power play from Nancy? You think she's flexing her political muscles? Because, you know, Biden essentially is a laughing stock here. So maybe she tries to assert herself in this way. And I don't. Does that make any sense?
It could be. But, I mean, she's a buddy of Biden. I mean, she's not like an opponent. If she was a Democrat, you know, I mean, a Republican,
right,
maybe you could say that. But I don't see her as an opponent to Biden at all. They're working hand in glove together. It's interesting to see this space between them. But, you know, again, she's injecting herself into foreign policy. Why? She's the Speaker of the House. That's not a foreign policy position. But she seems to think that, you know, she's a big shot, so she can do whatever she wants. And technically she can. But I'm not sure this whole thing is going to be beneficial. But once it's done, and once China has made this an issue, we cannot back down to, okay, Mr. Xi, we won't come into your neighborhood anymore. The next thing you'll see is we won't be doing those freedom of navigation exercises either.
Right. Stephen Bucci, our guest, sticking with China here. China claims to have the hypersonic missile. We've talked about that before in the past. But just showing a missile launch doesn't necessarily prove or disprove whether it's hypersonic or not, or the accuracy. I mean, how do we know and to what extent the types of weapons that China actually has?
That's a big deal for our intel folks. They are constantly, you know, trying to get eyes on the tests. watching with our satellites, using our other clandestine sensors and human intelligence to try and find out, you know, do they really have what they say they have? Is it, can it really do everything they say it can do? That's the intel community's job, is to get us that information. Right now, I mean, there's a long history of China and Russia basically blowing smoke. They have missiles. They clearly test these and are trying to develop them. Are they as good as they say they are? Probably not. I mean, historically, they're not. Vladimir Putin did, you know, this big briefing a few years ago. You know, here is our newest weapon. It's going to change everything. And it was a cartoon. You know, it wasn't a video of an actual test. It was a cartoon version, like a commercial for the missile. You don't know if that's true or not. And G has not shown anyone that they have this capability. Doesn't mean we should cavalierly dismiss it, but we do need to, you know, not curl up in the corner in a fetal position over it either. We have hypersonic missiles. We test them all the time. I'm betting on our technology over there.
I think I saw where China's missile was made by Acme.
You got to watch that stuff. Never works for the coyote.
That's right. Never works for the poor coyote. It always screws him. All right, Stephen, I got to go. I just saw what time it was. Thank you, as always. Always appreciate it, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. We've got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Kyle LaBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrew for Congress. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then lift it up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of the show. Did you know the dollar is losing value? Inflation's at an all-time high. Gas prices at an all-time high. And we are technically now in a recession. Two straight quarters of negative economic growth equals a recession. How bad will it get? No one really knows, but I suspect really bad. That's why now more than ever I recommend you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Goldgate Capital. I trust them. I personally buy from them. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver. You could put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it very easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So call Goldgate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you've worked so hard for, physical gold and silver. So please call Goldgate Capital now. Be among the first 100 callers, and you'll get up to $15,000 in free silver. Toll-free at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. $15,000 in free silver is possible on your first order. So what are you waiting for? 855-770-GOLD.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. Wayne has the week off. My name is Lee Elsie. Thank you for sticking around and staying with us. We do have some great guests coming up here in the last hour plus of the program. We'll talk Second Amendment with the author Stephen Daniels. We'll talk to George Leaf as well. Interesting conversation with him and around all that. Maybe we'll take a few of your phone calls again on all of these great radio stations across the entire country. So Biden has, what, two shots, two boosters, gets COVID. He may have gotten it before, then gets it again. So calling it, what, rebound COVID. So he tested positive again, once again, after consecutive days of testing negative for the virus. That, according to his physician, Biden is experiencing no new symptoms and continues to feel quite well. But he will nevertheless reinstitute the strict isolation procedures, which is how he ran his entire campaign. So he's very, very used to that. Biden, 79, again, is experiencing no new symptoms and will keep an eye on all of this. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? All that we have seen when it comes to this vaccine and this virus, and, you know, for sure, one thing Wayne talks about is all of these people you would think are relatively healthy dropping dead for different reasons. And just it seems like a lot more people are dying nowadays. Now, I know people die, right? We get that. But it does seem like way more folks in that age group of 40 to 60 are dropping dead for a variety of different reasons, and I would like to see whether or not they've all gotten the shot, myself as well. But imagine if I were to tell you a couple of years ago, when everybody was clamoring for the shot, we had to get the shot, had to get the vaccine, had to save ourselves from the dreaded COVID. If I told you that even if you got the vaccine, right, even if you got the vaccine, you're going to get the COVID anyway. I mean, you're just as likely to get it. In fact, in some cases, some studies say even more so.
But you don't get as severe as a case of it if you got the vaccines.
Listen, I'll take my chances. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. We are losing our minds as a society. Let us inject something artificial and experimental into our system and then hope against hope that we don't get sick. Now, I know human beings treat their bodies in some cases horribly, what we put in it, right? What we eat, drinking, even the drugs that folks do, the medications that people take on a regular basis and in some cases don't need to take on a regular basis but still do, all the psychotropic drugs or the pain drugs that people take. I mean, just one after another. If you've got any kind of an issue, you take a drug, right? And that's sort of where we are in the medical community nowadays. So here we go with this vaccine that it was killing everybody. Everybody was scared to death, and rightfully so. I understand all of that. But, man, just to bow at the altar of medicine, no matter what they say and no matter what the evidence says, it's just another terrible example of Americans and people around the world just, you know, being sheep. There's so many sheep. They just do what they're told and move on. Really pathetic and remarkable at the same time. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. It's always an honor to get a chance to hang out with you and spend some time with you guys. We love every single second of it. I'm lucky enough to get to broadcast on all of these great radio stations across the entire country. Once again, Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, making it all go. We'll take a very quick time out. We'll come back once again. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He's off the entire week. If you've got anything you want to add to the program, you want to ask me a question, you can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Before we get to a break, I want to remind you guys, those of you, even if you're not sort of in the eastern half of the country, if you're out west and you're looking for a college to send your kid, or you know, you're of that age and you're looking for a college yourself, one of my very good friends, Glenn Salmacy, is the president of Nichols College in Massachusetts, and I'm lucky enough. I'm going back to school at Nichols. I love it. I love every single second of it. And excited and thrilled to be taking these classes again online. And you can go back to school if, you know, you want to go back and get an advanced degree or get your degree. But I'm talking right now predominantly to the folks who are looking for schools for their kids. And you're looking for someplace that is going to honor free thought, the idea of having a frank discussion about issues and topics and not having it be a completely left-leaning, progressive swamp, cesspool. I'm telling you, Nichols College fits that. And the instructors are fantastic. The classes are great. It's a great business school. It is skyrocketing up the charts on the East Coast. So check it out today, nichols.edu. That's nichols.edu. And when you get there, look for Glenn Salmacy. He is the president of Nichols and a great guy. And they will steer you in the right direction. All right, got to take a quick break. I'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network Raw.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
$5 bonus.